Jenny had a problem. Some people wouldn't have called it a problem, but she did. What it was, she was horny, and not in the way most women sometimes get horny. Most women like to get fucked in the pussy, but Jenny didn't particularly care for that. What she wanted was to get a long, thick cock all the way up her ass and have the guy drive it in and out of her until she had a monumental orgasm. That was her favorite kind of sex. But the problem was getting a man to fuck her like that. She is rather fat and not very attractive and not very popular with men. She knows one guy, though, who wouldn't care about that and would take care of her needs. She called her favorite fuck buddy, George Boxlicker, and he said he would be over in an hour. Jenny took a shower and got the bed ready by stripping off all the coverings and replacing them with a clean bottom sheet. After making sure there were condoms, a damp towel, and a plastic squeeze bottle of Aqualube available on the nightstand, Jenny sat down to wait for George. She didn't have to wait very long. He very much wanted the same thing as she did and was actually a few minutes early. After a kiss hello, they headed to the bedroom, where George, after another kiss, peeled off Jenny's t-shirt. She was not wearing a bra, having seen no need to bother with one just to have it removed right away, and her plump, luscious breasts spilled into his hands. "I really love your boobies," he told her, and proved it by kissing both nipples.
"Well, they love you too. See how hard they are for you already."
She was right. Both nipples were firm, and as George's tongue licked them a few more strokes, they got even harder. Neither of them could see any good reason for standing up when the bed was available, so she lay down on her back. After removing his shoes and socks, he followed, kneeling beside her and taking one of the succulent breasts in either hand. George alternated between them, licking each nipple in turn until he drew one luscious globe into his mouth. He sucked on the soft flesh while his tongue continued caressing the nipple and areola. Once again, he switched his attentions back and forth between the beautiful twins until he smelled the delectable juices trickling from Jenny's pussy. He kissed and licked his way down her big, soft belly until he came to the waistband of her skirt. The buttons and zipper on the side were no mystery to George, and after they had been unfastened, he started pulling the garment down. Jenny raised her ass to help him, and he pulled the skirt all the way off and tossed it in the direction of her t-shirt. That left her completely naked, since she had also not felt the need to wear panties. George got off the bed and removed his shirt. After picking up a pillow, he got back on at the foot and started walking on his knees toward the naked woman. She knew what was about to happen and raised her ass off the bed so he could slide the pillow under her and raise her pussy to the perfect height for eating. George ducked under her legs as she raised them, letting them drape over his shoulders, and wrapped his arms around Jenny's thighs, bringing his hands together on her mom's, with his face just inches from her lovely pussy. He stared, enraptured by its beauty, with smooth, ivory skin that had been shaved just that morning. Jenny's outer lips were being spread open by the dark, engorged inner labia that were blossoming through the slit. Where her inner lips met was her adorable clit, which was just starting to peek out of the hood they formed. With his fingers, he spread her slit open and looked into the lovely pink hole, which was wet and slick with the fresh juices that were trickling out. As he gazed into that beautiful place, a delightful cloud of fragrance arose to please his nostrils. When Jenny showered earlier, she used unscented soap, knowing her natural scent to be far more alluring than even the finest perfumes or colognes. George leaned forward and licked up the juices that were dripping from Jenny's pussy. Their flavor was even more delectable than their aroma, and the feel of her soft skin against his tongue was the most delightful of all the sensations he was experiencing. When she felt his tongue caressing her most private parts, Jenny breathed in sharply and her pussy rose reflexively to meet his mouth.
"Ooh, that feels so good," she murmured.
George smiled to himself. He loved everything about eating Jenny's pussy, including hearing her expressions of pleasure. After he had devoured all the nectar that had spattered on her crotch and legs, he started slowly licking one of her outer lips. Her skin there was incredibly soft and smooth, like a living satin pillow, and his tongue slowly meandered all the way to her mons. Jenny's pussy squirmed under George's face from the incredible pleasure she was receiving. He was really enjoying himself too, of course, especially when his tongue sluiced up all the fresh juices that had just been secreted by her pussy. After savoring and swallowing them, he started slowly licking her other outer lip. This one was treated the same, and George's tongue slowly caressed her all the way to her mons again. By the time the pleasuring tongue reached her mount of Venus, Jenny's whole body was writhing with pleasure, while her head tossed from side to side on her pillow. She looked between her breasts and saw the bridge of George's nose, his clear blue eyes above that, and his bald head above them. She truly loved that view, because it was the one she saw when he was eating her pussy and slowly bringing her to ecstasy. Neither of them said anything. Jenny was too busy moaning from the bliss she was feeling, and George's mouth was busy with more important things than conversation. The first of those things was devouring the nectar from her pussy, and after that, he started probing his tongue into the lovely pink hole that had been the source of that treat. As he thrust into the lower edge, he delighted in the droplets that pleasured his taste buds. Up both sides of the dripping orifice, his tongue journeyed, probing the edges and exploring under Jenny's inner lips. As it crossed over the bubbling cauldron, it dipped in to relish the fresh juices. When George's tongue reached the top of the hole, Jenny's body was thrashing on the bed, ready for the first of several orgasms she expected to enjoy that day.
"Suck my clip! Make me come!" she begged.
George always does what his lady friends want, within reason, and this was extremely within reason. Her clit had pushed all the way out from under its protective hood, so he engulfed the succulent morsel in his mouth. While his lips formed a seal at the base, he sucked on her clit, and his tongue caressed the engorged sides and top. He continued for less than a minute before Jenny announced the happy news.
"Yes, yes, I'm coming," she cried.
Her soft thighs squeezed the sides of George's head, and her hands went to the baldness and pushed his face and her pussy together. Jenny's ass bounced up and down while her legs swung from side to side. George clung to them and kept her clit firmly in his mouth, continuing the sucking and licking. Abruptly, Jenny climaxed, arching her back and jamming her pussy into George's face for a final time. After her orgasm, she completely relaxed, flat on her back with her arms sprawled at her sides and her legs draped loosely over the shoulders of the man who had just brought her to that great climax. It was great for George, too, and he greedily licked up all the fresh juices that had spattered on her thighs, belly, and crotch, and all over her pussy. He even sucked the very freshest of the nectar from inside the lovely pink hole that had produced it, because he knew it would not be used for lubrication when they started fucking. The lubricant they would use was on the nightstand, and after feasting on Jenny's pussy juices, George crawled out from under her legs and went to get it. He also unwrapped one of the condoms and rolled it onto his cock. With that ready, George opened the bottle of Aqualube, picked up the damp towel, and got back onto the bed. Jenny had been lying on her back with a happy smile on her face and her eyes blissfully closed. But when she felt George returning, she opened them. Her smile grew wider and more lascivious when she saw what he was carrying, and she rolled over onto her belly. The pillow that had been under her ass was tucked under her waist, and she reached her hands back to spread her sexy, plump ass cheeks so George could prepare her for the fucking she craved. The first thing she felt him doing was inserting the neck of the bottle into the hole she was creating. This was followed by a cool gush as he squirted the lubricant into where it would be needed. The bottle was removed, and she felt his finger being thrust into her ass up to his knuckle and moved around inside to spread the Aqualube. After being fucked in and out a few times, just for fun, the finger was withdrawn, and she knew George was applying the lubricant to his cock. As meticulous as she knew him to be, he would replace the cap before setting the bottle aside. A few seconds after the finger left her ass, she felt one of George's hands resting on her hip, and the blunt tip of his cock pressed against her well-lubricated hole. To make access as easy as possible, Jenny arched her back, presenting the best target she could. There was pressure and some movements of the tip before the head of George's cock popped inside her ass, sending waves of bliss from where it was stretching her opening. Ah! Jenny sighed happily. It already felt good. It felt even better when George gave another thrust and more than an inch of his hard cock burrowed into her. From the intense pleasure she already felt, Jenny's body squirmed on the bed in front of him. Enough of his hard shaft was inside Jenny's ass that he no longer had to hold on to it to guide it, so he used a towel to wipe the excess lubrication from his hands and placed them on her plump hips. The Aqualube was starting to liquefy, and George's next thrust drove almost 2 inches of his hard shaft into Jenny's ass. "Oh, God, yeah," she murmured. "Yeah, fuck my ass. Fuck it good." That was George's intention. Moving slowly, he pulled his cock most of the way out of Jenny's ass, paused, and drove it back in deeper than ever. She whimpered as incredible waves of pleasure gushed out from where her ass was being stuffed full of hard cock. She could feel herself approaching ecstasy, but Jenny wanted to enjoy every second of a long, slow fucking before the thunderous orgasm she expected to have. Jenny's ass is so sensitive, and she so much loves getting fucked there, that she is one of the few women George knows who can reach an orgasm just from that. He wouldn't even need to fondle her clit. Once again, George drew his cock almost all the way out, but this time, when he drove it back in again, it went all the way into Jenny's ass, so his pubic hair tickled the insides of her ass cheeks. She moaned again and begged him to keep fucking her, a thing he was more than happy to do. Over and over he plowed his cock into her ass while Jenny's body thrashed on the bed under him. Until then, she had been lying face down and letting herself be fucked, but Jenny loves it too much for her to be passive for very long, and she started to get to her knees. George expected her to do that, And while his cock was buried inside her to the hilt, he helped her get up. When she was on her knees, with her elbows pressed into the mattress and her ass high in the air, he drew back and stroked forward again. This time, Jenny pushed with her elbows and fucked back until the front of George's body pressed against her delightful, soft ass cheeks with a pleasant smack.
Oh my God, keep fucking me. I love it.
George loved it too. He didn't say anything, but he drew back and rammed his cock into Jenny again and again and again, and she kept thrusting her ass back to meet him. The aqua lube had completely liquefied, and there was no friction or anything else to mar the intense pleasure they were giving each other. They fucked like that for a long time, with Jenny telling him how good it was and how much she wanted him to keep doing it. George was very happy to comply, because her ass that day was one of the best places his cock had ever been, and he could feel his own climax drawing near. As Jenny's level of pleasure mounted toward ecstasy, her body thrashed back and forth on the bed in front of George. Her knees were wide apart so she could stay upright, and his hands on her hips also helped Jenny keep her balance. Suddenly, she cried out,
"Oh God, fuck me harder! I'm coming! I'm coming!"
George almost doubled his efforts, fucking Jenny's ass as hard as he could. While she pitched and tossed, barely staying on her knees, he drove his cock in and out of her, pulling back on her hips to make sure it went in as far as possible. She encouraged him, loudly telling him to keep sticking his cock into her and how much she loved it. When Jenny climaxed, her back arched and all her muscles clenched. She completely relaxed after her orgasm and started to fall forward, but George held onto her hips and kept pounding his cock into her. He continued until he felt a fountain of pleasure welling up within his body and concentrating in his groin. It exploded, and his cum gushed into his condom. He continued to fuck Jenny's ass, and semen spurted twice more before he stopped and released his hold on her hips. Jenny sagged forward onto the bed, and George sprawled on top of her. They lay there in a happy pile until his cock softened and slipped out of her ass, and he rolled off her onto his back. She raised herself up on her elbows, and they smiled at each other.
"It was nice of you to come over on such short notice, but I didn't think you'd object.